Okay, we're about to start. We're at Kufa Mabez. Just one technical point. I was asked by the dinner committee in my shul just to announce that if anybody who's listening wants to contribute, we're having a dinner in about 2 weeks. You can go to the shul website, dinner@cbay.org. If anybody wants to express a karas hatov to the shul for making the shir available, that would be appreciated. dinner@cbay.org. Okay. So we're up to Kufa Mabez. Let's start again from Osa B'nei Adam. We started this yesterday, but I just wanted to add on 2 points that I didn't mention. Point number one is, we mentioned yesterday the 3 different reasons why we cover the Chalos on Shabbos. We mentioned 4 or 5 Nafkaminas. I forgot to mention one more, and that is, does one have to have a covering underneath the Chalos? Right, the makor for a challah board, or the makor for putting it on the tablecloth. So that is also a nafkamina, because if you say the reason is for the man was covered above and below. So that's why you need a cover underneath. That's the makar, that's the challah board to make it easy so you don't cut the table, but that's also zeichel l'man. Let's say shalosh shudus, and you hold that you want to be machmer for that reason by shalosh shudus. So a lot of times shalosh shudus, you don't have a challah board, so you take a plate. Unless you don't have a plate, so you just put it. But also there's a key to have a separate covering underneath to be yotze that reason as well. Okay, so Osa B'nei Adam, 3 lines to the bottom. Osa B'nei Adam, Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, those people that make Kiddush in Shul. Amar Rav, we mentioned yesterday, it's about Chol Kishid Rav and Shmuel. And yesterday we spoke about the minhag of making Kiddush in Shul. Now we're going to focus on the other aspects of this statement. So those people that make Kiddush in Shul, Amar Rav, Yidei Yayin, Lo Yatsu, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Rav says, Yidei Yayin, Lo Yatsu, meaning, if they, even though they had a Bori Paragafen in Shul, that does not work for at home. If they have more wine at home, because they changed places, they have to make a new Bori Paragafen. So we'll talk about it, B'Hashem, on Amud Beis today and more tomorrow. And you take Kiddush Yatsu, but regarding Kiddush, they were Yotzei, because Rav does not hold to the principle of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And therefore, you were Yotzei Kiddush by the Kiddush, and those people were Yotzei Kiddush by the Kiddush in Shul. Shmuel Amar, Rav Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. And Shmuel said, no, even Kiddush, they were not Yotzei. Wine, for sure, they were not Yotzei, but even Kiddush, because of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. It's just Ha'ara from related to yesterday. If you need to look at Tosfos on Amud Beis, Kufim Beis, Tosfos says you did Kiddush Yatsu. Regarding Kiddush, Rav says they were Yotzei because of, he does not hold of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Afal pi shelo shasu, even though not all of them drank the wine, they were still Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Rakshi yitom ha-mavarech, as long as the mavarech drank some of the wine, or afilu echad mehem, or even any one of them drank some of the wine, they were Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush muchak b'sof b'kom ha-arvin, as we said in Erevin on daf mem. Ulechad chila, though Tosfos adds, though you're Yotzei without drinking, like we mentioned yesterday, let's say the Rav makes Kiddush at a Kiddush, and he makes Kiddush so nobody else drinks the wine. They just go and eat afterwards. So that's why that works. B'diavad, but L'chadchila, Tosfos says, Tzorech sheyit amu kulam. L'chadchila, everybody is supposed to have some of the Kiddush wine. And this is what we quote in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, there are a couple of opinions, but Shulchan Aruch has been Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yudalid. There the Shulchan Aruch speaks about every Suda Shabbos. Im lo ta'am ha-makadish, v'ta'am echad mehem besubin kamali lugmav. If the makadish doesn't drink any wine, but one of the mesubin does drink yatsa. And that's what's supposed to be done. One person is supposed to drink. The HDS Stein is the rest of Mali Lugbav. 2 people cannot combine for Mali Lugbav. Let's say there's an elderly grandfather that you want to be Mechabit with Kiddush. Mechabit with Kiddush, it's coveted for him to make Kiddush, but he can't drink wine. Our doctor said he can't drink wine, so what do? So the lacha is, if you want to be Mechabit, so he can make Kiddush, and one other person, let the father drink the wine. That's, we'll see level 2. Level 2 is for one other person to drink Mali Lugmav, to drink Rov Revius. Umikom Makom, the Shulchan Aruch adds, Mitzvah min ha-mufchar sheyita mukulon. There's a Mitzvah min ha-mufchar for all of the taste. That's based on this Tosfos right here. So the L'chadchila, everybody's supposed to drink the wine. That's why you have these little cups, you pass around the table. The L'chadchila, everybody should drink a little bit. One person should drink a Mali Lugmav, should drink a shir. And that's the Makadesh. If the Makadesh can't do it to somebody, one other person should do it. But if not, but the Evid, then if the Makadesh doesn't do it, then somebody else could do it. But there is a L'chadchila for everybody to drink the wine. But Yesh Omrim, then another day is quoted. And we spoke about this day in the Ritva, in that Gemara in Erevin. The Kiva Chabin Kulam Ta'amu Kamali Lugmav Yatsu. But the Eved, let's say one person cannot drink a Mali Lugmav, so then there's a Shita in the Rishonim that as long as everybody altogether drinks a Mali Lugmav, then Yotze as well. The Shtiyas Kulam Mitzaref is Lakashir. That all the Shtiyah can be Mitzaref. When does this come up? This comes up. Let's say there's no wine in the shul. So what do we do sometimes? So we make Kiddush on schnapps. But there's a major machlokas of poskim. I don't know if we spoke about it in the past, but major machlokas is a shot glass of schnapps. That's not a rov revius. So how do you make a kiddush on that? It's less than a shear. So there is a sheet of the Taz, where the Taz says, because that's the normal amount of schnapps to drink, so that is why the Taz says, I think in Reish Ayin Beis, that's okay, that's the shear, that substitutes. Major machlokas, whether we accept the Taz. Mishnah Berurah said, we try not to rely on the Taz, because it's not so clear that's true. Why? Because the Taz says, because you'd make a bracha achrona on it, so that's why the same would be true for Kiddush. But it's not 100% clear that's true. So that's what we should paskis. That's why we're machmir against the Taz. L'chadchila. Again, the Minhag Yisrael, many people do it, but the best thing to do is to be yotzi a real Kiddush with somebody else, and then have your schnapps glass. That would work. But let's say, you know, you don't have wine in the shul. So what do we try to do? We fill up a big coast of wine of schnapps, and we pass it around, so everybody drinks a rov revius. Why? Because we're trying to be machmir against the Taz, but somebody has to drink a rov revius. But we're relying on this sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that as long as combined in the shul, everybody drinks a rov revius, so the evidence will be mekel in that way. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim. The Gaonim say it does not work, the Tziruf. So, Roy Lachosh, L'chachili, you're not supposed to rely on that. But again, if you don't have a choice, better to rely on the Bidiyevit of everybody combining to drink, rather than rely on the Bidiyevit of the Taz, where you don't have the requisite shear for Kiddush. Okay, that's related to Kiddush on Friday nights, Kiddush Shabbos day, etc. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about Kiddush b'makom Seuda. If you look at the Rashbam, I said we discussed this today, the Rashbam quotes two different sources for the idea of Kiddush B'makom Seuda. The Rashbam quotes, first Rashbam on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Avi de Kiddush Lo Yatsu, says the Rashbam, Kid de Parshinan L'taymei L'kra L'kamei E Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Dichziv, first he quotes the Pasuk Yidishayahu, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, right, Pasuk, which is the same Pasuk for Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, you shall call Shabbos Oneg, B'makom Sha'ata Korei L'Shabbos, in the place that you call Shabbos, Klobar Kiryat the Shabbos, in the place where you make Shabbos, meaning your Suda, Shom Tehei Oneg, that's where, I'm sorry, the place where you call Shabbos, meaning Kiddush, that's where you have Oneg, which is your meal. That is one Makar. So the place where your Suda is, that's where you should make Kiddush. So Inami, says the Rashbam, Svarahi mi de'ikva Kiddush al Hayayin, Kiddetani l'kaman, Zachrei al Hayayin, since we know they have to make Kiddush on wine, that's a Dinter Rabbanan, Rova Poskim, Rova Mishonim hold that Mida Araisa to make Kiddush. The fact that we do it on wine is a Durabanan addition to how we should do the Dinda Araisa of Kiddush. Kedai Dekaba Zachrei Layayin, Mistama Alayayin, Shebashah Suda, Hukva Dechashiv. So it must be the wine related to the Suda that you have to do it on, because that's the Chashiv. That's the chashiv wine, not just any other wine, but wine b'sha'as hasuda. So the way that Achronim interpret the piece that I mentioned yesterday from Rav Shechter, he quotes this from Achronim, and he says v'hadvarim atikin, which means many Achronim say this, and that is what are the 2 days here of the Rashbam, and might relate to how to understand the chiyuv of Kiddush b'makom Seuda, as we mentioned yesterday. Is it a din in the Kiddush, or is it a din in the Seuda? Is it a din that your Kiddush has to be grounded, has to be hukva some way? Or is it no, that your Seuda has to be started off with a declaration of Kiddush, of that it's Shabbos? So those are the 2 ways to understand. That might be the machlokas, whether you have to have bread, that was the Gra and the Gaonim, as we'll mention again today, but also might be the first, these 2 days. According to the first day, it sounds like it's a Did of the Seuda. Did of the Seuda, wherever your Seuda is, you should make Kiddush. The second day is that no, you have to be Koveya, your Yayin has to be Hukva. And which Yayin? It must be the one connected to the Seuda. So it might be a Did of the Yayin. So those 2 days in the Rashbam might parallel the 2 understandings that we had yesterday. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Ela l'Rav, l'amalei l'kushe bebeisei. According to Rav, so why is it, if you're Yotze Kiddush in Shul, why do you have to make Kiddush again at home? K'dei l'hotzi b'nev u'b'nei beiso, to be motzi your family. V'shmuel l'amalei l'kushe lebei Kiddush. So according to Shmuel, if your nothing works in Shul, so then why are you doing it in Shul anyway? La'fuke archim yidei chavasan, to be motzi the guests, their chiyuv, the guests that are there, da'achlu v'shasu v'ganu bebei Kiddush. Those guests that eat and drink and sleep in the Shul, so they have to be Yotzei Kiddush, so therefore you make Kiddush for them. And they're going to be eating in the shul, so it's Kiddush B'makom Seuda for them. The Rosh here has 2 important ha'aris. The Rosh here in Simon Hay quotes that, let's say, many times, even in Bisman HaTalmud, who would make the Kiddush? L'chor the Gabbai. The Gabbai, the Chazid, would make the Kiddush, but, and then he's doing it for the Archim. So he wouldn't drink the wine. So the Archim would drink, maybe. But he wouldn't, maybe they give it to a child, but he wouldn't drink. So it's interesting. He's being motzi them, even though he's not being yotzei himself. So it's a little different than the usual principle that we have in Maseches Rosh Hashanah called Yatza Motzi. Usually we say Yatza Motzi. Even though I was already yotzei, I can be motzi. Even though I blew shofar already in shul, I could go blow shofar for somebody else. Even though I heard the Megillah already, I can be, usually yotza motzi. After you're yotzi, you're ready to be motzi. Here's a little different. Here's eino yotzei motzi. Even though you're not yotzei kiddush, and you're not yotzei yet, you're not going to be yotzei until you get home. Because you're not eating here, so you're not yotzei kiddush makom suda. You're not yotzei, if you don't have suda, you're not yotzei kiddush. So here, it says the Rosh, the principle is eino yotzei motzi. That's a little different than the usual usage of Yatza Motzi. That's what the Rosh here says. V'hamakadesh sherotz alecha b'makom acher, yachol akadesh la'ochlim sham, t'ludetu avi makam suda. Right? Because for them, it's makam suda. V'chei mashma, that's what it sounds like. Echa b'bnei ha'ir, makadesh b'beis ha'knesset, don't see archim. V'hamakadesh kivish adaito l'akadesh b'beiso ein lo lishtos. He shouldn't drink because he's going to be yotzei. If he's not eating his suda here, then he can't drink the wine. As we're going to mention again, but I'll mention it now, kiddush b'makom suda isn't just something that you have to do. But if you don't have the suda, then you aren't allowed to drink the wine. Because if you don't have suda, so then you aren't yotzei kiddush. And if you aren't yotzei kiddush, you're not allowed to drink or eat before kiddush. So kiddush b'makom suda is very serious because it's not just a mitzvah, but it's, if you didn't do it, then you weren't allowed to drink. So here too, you're not supposed to, the mekadesh, if he's not having the suda in shul, then he is not supposed to drink. So even bizman hazeh, there's halacha l'maaseh ramifications. Bizman hazeh, when somebody goes to a shul where they do make kiddush, so it's a big shot, so who drinks the wine? So usually that's where the minigas give it to a child. It has to be a child who's old enough to hear brachas, to understand brachas, but a child who's young enough that doesn't need the chiyuv of kiddush b'makom suda. Because, yeah, that's bad chinuch to give a child. So that's why you have to find a child, 6, 7 years old, or 5 years old even, that's old enough to understand the bracha. So you're saying the bracha for him, so you can say amen and hear it, but then you give him the wine, because you don't want to drink the wine, because, you know, what about kiddush b'makom suda? So as we get to the summer months, it's more problematic. Let's say somebody makes late Shabbos, and there are no children in shul. So what do? There's no children in shul, and the minhag is to make kiddush. Or what do you do on Sukkos? Sukkos. So Sukkos loves, we can say, okay, don't make kiddush because you can't drink it outside the sukkah. But what do you do by on a night? So what do you do during the 9 days? Right, during the 9 days, let's say you make Havdalah and Shul. That's Shabbos. Shabbos, you can drink the wine. So again, these are all Shiri Shilas. Maybe you'll drink a lot of wine. There's a day that 2 revios of wine is a Suda. So you're Yotzei Kiddush B'makom Suda, B'dieved, with a lot of wine. Either way, this is a serious Shilas. Then at the end of that same piece in the Rosh, Simon Hay, he quotes a Machlokas Rishonim where the Kiddush B'makom Suda is a Dinda Oraisa or a Dinda Rabbanan. We alluded to this yesterday. That's also an important question. Rabbi Yonah Piresh, De'ena Bracha L'Vatalef. You make Kiddush in Shul and you don't have Suda, it's okay. Right, based on the pasuk in Yeshayo, that's the strongest you're going to get. Then the second day of the Rashbam was Svara. So Svara could be on the level of Da'araisa. But the pasuk quoted says Rabbi Yoda is Yeshayo. Then the Rosh himself says though he takes his Da'araisa. So Machlokas, we showed him whether Kiddush B'makom Suda is a Din Da'araisa or a Din Rabbanan. Something to keep in mind. Okay, let's continue now with the other issue related to the line that we just read. So we're making kiddush for the archim that are going to eat and drink and sleep in the shul. So Tosfos already points out, you're allowed to sleep in the shul? You're allowed to eat and drink in the shul? So Tosfos asks, V'yim tomar, V'ha damrin, Tosfos da'achlu, V'yim tomar, V'ha amrinan b'perak b'nei ha'ir, it says in Maseches Megillah, Bati k'nasios ein ochlin b'hen v'ein shosin b'hen. You're not allowed to eat and drink in the shul. What about many shuls that they do eat and drink? So again, if there's a shas atchak, you don't have any other room, you don't have any room to do it in, and if you have it in mind at the beginning, when you build a shul, okay, there are heterim, if you build a shul al tanai. But again, ultimately, if a shul is able to have a separate base medrash, separate sanctuary part, so that the chatchila is best not to eat and drink in the shul, right? It's not appropriate, because that's covered based on knesses. So says the Gemara, that you're not allowed to eat and drink in the shul. So here we're talking about, who says here we're talking about a shul that you made some type of tzara'i? Sounds like, you know, a regular shul. Afagav da'achila v'shizir shal mitzvah mutter, even though eating and drinking shal mitzvah is mutter. Kedamina b'Yerushalmi, as the Yerushalmi says, shoy ha'ochle shal b'kiddush ha'chodesh, right, the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah explained that when the Edom used to come in order to give testimony, we wanted to make them feel good, even if we didn't need their testimony, so we made them big feasts. We made the peace to make him feel good. So we did that in the shul. And we also drink in the shul by the bris, by the by havdalah. Mikol makom she'ena. Right, interesting. Tosis doesn't say kiddush. He says havdalah. Mikol makom she'ena shal mitzvah v'she'ena aser. But if it's not shal mitzvah or sleeping. Sleeping for sure is aser. Afilu b'shal bavel in ochlad bahen. The Amar Hasan Rabbeinu Vavad Barav etc. They didn't want to go into the Beit Hakneses, but they didn't want to go in because it was raining. Ilai b'shal the shmeis abayit slusa. For that, for the reason that they needed a clear head to learn. So what's going on here? So how could they eat and drink and sleep in the shul? So it's Tosfos Yesh Lomar, five lines up from the bottom. The lav dafka b'bnei Knishta. You're right. The Gemara here doesn't mean actually in the shul. It means in the side room. Ela chadarim shall you smukel the Beit Hakneses kari b'bnei Knishta. It means in the side rooms. They had sleep rooms where the Archim used to live. So that's why, that's what it means that they ate and drank and slept in the shul. It means in the side rooms. If you look in the Rashba in Megillah, where this Gemara comes up, the Rashba says, no, Tzorech Rabbi B'Shaini. You know, Tzorech Rabbi, you're allowed to do things at the shul. It's not for a private individual. So this is a Tzorech Rabbi, the Aniyim of the city, that or the guests of the city that are around. So that's Tzorech Rabbi. So that's why any Tzorech Rabbi is mutter. I guess if you, I don't know if you have a, if you have a shir and you have some refreshments at a shir, then also Tzorech Rabbi. Then it's Tzorech of the Rabbi. Probably get more people at the shir if there are refreshments there. So maybe it is a Tzorech of the Rabbi. That's the human nature. But again, that's that could be also Tzorech Rabbi. When the Ron quotes his answer, he doesn't quote as Tzorech Rabbim. He just quotes that guests are different. The Ron in our Gemara says, Efshar de Orchin Mutarin, if guests are Mutar. And then he quotes, Shemitzas Rabbim, he shall Ochlet Shami Kupishal Tztaka Shal Bnei Ha'ir. So it could be that that guests are different, but that is a sheet, that is a discussion. They've shown him how it is that they ate and drank and slept in the shul. We continue now. So why did Shmuel say that they were not Yotzei Kiddush and Shul? Because of this principle of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So we thought, when we heard this about Shmuel, we thought, Hani Mi L'Bayis L'Bayis. Avol Mi Makom L'Makom B'Chad Beis Alo. We thought this was meant, going from one house to another house, that's a violation. But going from place to place in one house, so then that would not be allowed. So that would not, you would not need to do that. That would be okay. Amalu Ravana bar Tachlifa. But we have the following Masorah. Zinin Sakina Ikim Nakamri to Shmuel. Many times I was in front of Shmuel. V'nachis may Igra La'ara Bada Makadish. And he was on the roof. And it sounds like he made Kiddush there. That he went down because he wasn't going to eat his meal on the roof. He went down to make Kiddush again. V'hada Makadish made Kiddush again because that was where, even though it's the same house, still, that was something that it was that was not good enough. So it sounds like there's a very high standard for what is Makom Suda. So let's talk about this, just the Lamaisa aspects for a moment. Kiddush Makom Suda has three areas which need to be discussed. And that is the where, the when, and the what. So first the where, which is the, what the Gemara is talking about here. It says the Shulchan Aruch and Reisha and Gimel. That's the simon of Kiddush Makom Suda. Ain Kiddush Makom Suda. But what does Makom mean? How do you define makom? So there are three or four different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. One house from room to room, from corner to corner is okay. Shibkidish lechel bepina zu, v'nimlach lechel bepina acheres is okay. Eidus orchlach lekadish. If you're in a kiddush hall and you make kiddush on one side of the room, let's say they have the wine table in one area, and then you're going to go have them. So if the caterer is a halachist and he wants to make things easier for people, Yotze L'Chaladeus, he'll put the cake table next to the wine table. That happens in most places. So that's what, so that, Yotze is right next to each other, wonderful. Right? Because you have to have mazonas afterwards, not just kugel and fish, as we said yesterday. That's the what, which we'll get to in a second. But so you put it together. But let's say it's not. Let's say the wine is in one side and the cake's on the other side. So the Shulchan Aruch, okay. That's be Peter Lapina in one room, Ain Sarach Lach L'Kadesh. That works. Number one. And then V'yesh Omrim says the Shulchan Aruch, Shekol Sheroem Mekomo Afilu Mibayis L'Chatzar Ein Tzorech L'Lachol L'Kadesh. Says the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you can see the spot, even if it's from inside to outside, you don't have to make Kiddush. Let's say a shul is too small for the Kiddush, so they can have the shul, the Kiddush in the backyard. So what happens? Let's say you don't want everybody to make Kiddush, so let's say you want one person to make Kiddush inside for everybody outside. So what do? As long as you can see the place, as long as you have a window and you can see the spot where the Kiddush is going to be, that's okay. Ein Tzorech L'Lachol L'Kadesh. Second day of the Shulchan Aruch. The third day, as im kiddush b'makom echad al das lecha b'makom acher shapir dami. Right, as long as you have das, even if you can't see it, even if it's not in the same room, it's still but the evid can work as long as you have das to be there. The who sheyesh shnei makomos b'bayis echad. As long as it's in one building, as long as it's in one house. Let's That's the third opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Rama adds v'chein ikker. So again, any of these days, one can rely on. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, maybe you should not rely on this last day except b'di'evet. Really, you should really be able to see, either in the same room, mamish, or at least able to see the other side. Again, that is in terms of the where. Again, there are shilas that come up. I saw in a Chashuke Chemed, talk about different shilas that come up. Let's say you're sitting in the sukkah, you made Kiddush, then it starts raining, you have to go inside. So what about Kiddush Makom Suda? Let's say you didn't get to eat a kizayis of challah in the sukkah, and it's not the first night, so you don't have to eat it there. So do you have to make Kiddush again? You know, could you see the sukkah into your dining room? It's interesting shaila. Or let's say he quotes happened last year. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So what do you do with shal shudas? So many times people, let's say, would eat their lechem mishnah on the porch. They don't want to get any crumbs, and they come in. So again, similar shaila. You have to make sure you're out on a place on the porch where you can see in to the place where you can eat the meal. Or if you're going to make kiddush inside and then eat the challah outside and then come back in for the meal, these are issues to be remembered. That's regarding the where. What about the when? The when of kiddush makom suda is that you can't have a big break. You can't have one is not allowed to have a hefsek between the kiddush and the suda. That's the second sif in Shulchan Aruch. Third sif. The Rama says v'tzarach lecho bimkom kiddush la'alter. You have to eat immediately your su'uda, or whatever you're going to be yotze your su'uda. Oje b'dayto lecho shabiyad, or as long as have in mind to eat there. But if not, avo b'lav hachi afilo achav akav kiddush in a yotze. You cannot have a big break between your kiddush and your su'uda. That's what the Mishnah Berurah adds. V'lo yafzik afilo zman katzar. Just eat su'uda right away. Have mizonos. Have a cookie. Then you can take a break and shmooze at the kiddush. But you should have a cookie. You should eat some mizonos right away. He adds, b'di'evet, if there was a break, as long as it was l'tzarach of the su'uda, let's say you're going to make the salad, you're going to, right, even at home, you should make kiddush. If you want to make salad and get stuff ready, do it either before kiddush or after a motzi. Don't do it between kiddush and motzi, because there shouldn't be a big break between kiddush and motzi. Again, let's say you have 15 guests over, you're going to wash. I mean, that's not a break. That's not a hefsek. That's all l'tzarach of the su'uda. Somebody has to go to the bathroom, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, so you should either try before or after, but let's say you have to go to the bathroom in between. He says, however, that's not called a break, and therefore that's not a violation. That was a tzarech. You had to go to the bathroom right then. That's regarding the where. That's regarding the when. So you have the where, the when, and then finally the what. That was what we discussed yesterday. What do you need for Kiddush Makom Suda? And that was the machlokas between the Gaonim and the Gra. That is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Hei, Kasua Gaonim, Hode Kiddush Makom Suda, Afilu Achal Dover Muad, Oshasa Kos Yayin, Shechayv Ala Bracha, Yasi De Kiddush, as long as you dafka ochal lechem oshasa yayin. Yayin here means two revi'iyos. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskus, Kabiyosi Suda. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes lechem, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes, what he means is any mini targima. Any mizonos could be yotze. The Bir Halacha here quotes the Gra in the Maaser Rav, where he quotes the Gra is machmir, no, just bread. Not mizonos. Okay, that was, so we have the when, and we have the where, and we have the what of Kiddush Makom Suda. Toheim anything, meaning even mizonos, not anything, but not a cookie. So you should have a kazayas. You should be able to say an alamichya, right? Or an alageffen if you also have the wine. But yeah, you can't just be yotze. I think you have to have a shear. You have to have a shear of a kazayas.
What about Pesach?
So what about Pesach? What, the Seder night?
Not Seder night.
So this is why Pesach. If you don't eat kabrachs, you always have to wash. Right? If you don't eat kabrachs, then you don't make a mizonos for a week. So you have to. The only once you have kiddush, you always have to wash. Right, there's no right. The
or you drink two
revi'iyos. Right, you drink two revi'iyos. That's another option. Okay, let's continue. The Af Rav Huna Savar in Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Rav Huna also holds Kiddush must be Makom Suda. Why? Well, he holds like Rav Shmuel. The Rav Huna Kaddish, because Rav Huna made Kiddush v'isakir le shraga, and his candle went out, and it was all of a sudden dark. V'aili le lamane, and he took all of his kalim with Begnane to Rabba Bray. He went to the wedding house, of Rabba his son, the Havi Shraga. There they had light. The Kaddish. And there he made Kiddush again. V'toyim at midi. And then he ate there. Mashva, because he wasn't yotzi with his first Kiddush. That's why he had to make Kiddush again. Alma kasavar, ain't Kiddush al makom suda. You see from here also that he holds, Rav Huna holds, ain't Kiddush al makom suda. Here I saw quoted the Shemi Shmuel in Korach. I didn't get to look it up. You know, why wasn't he at his son's wedding? You know, what he took his kid, mashva, that he only took, went there because he had this came up. So, Pasha, I mean, I didn't see it inside, but Pasha, you can say, what does it mean, big nane? A lot of times, they say, Bismana Talmud, they built the building, they built the house to make the wedding, and then the kids lived there afterwards. So it could be even after the wedding, but they called it the big nane to Rabba Bray. Again, the Shem Yishmuel has some type of reason. Again, I saw it quoted, but you can look it up in Parshas Korach, why he wasn't at his son's wedding. Okay, we have Rabba Salva, Kiddush Velakam Suda. Rabba also holds Kiddush Velakam Suda. Dabar Abaya, because Abaya said, had him another Rabba holds, Ki Avida Beimar, when I was by Rabba's house, Ki Avi Mekadosh, when Rabba used to make Kiddush for us, Omar Lan Timu Midi, he used to tell us, taste something. So we just said what that something is, right? Bread or mizonos. If you look at Tosfos here, just for a minute, in the mid-conversation, Timu Midi, Tosfos says, Nireh the Hainu Timas Lechem. Right, so it's the grudge, it's based on something shown him. He thinks that it means bread. In the first white line, the imol mini targima, and what about mizonos lahashlim gimel sudah shabbos kimo besukah, could use mizonos. He thinks only by shal shudas. So you have the heter of having any mizonos, but not by the other meals. Now, we mentioned before, the first two meals you don't have any choice. By shal shudas, mizonos at least is a second level. You're supposed to wash by shal shudas lechachila, that's the first of the four opinions of the Shulchan Aruch, but second level is, if somebody's full, it's a short Shabbos, a short Friday, short Shabbos, and they don't want to wash, and then b'diavad they can be yotze with mizonos. That's the second level. So anyway, so Abaya says when I was by Rabba, he told us eat something. Dilma ada azlisu luushpize. Maybe you're gonna be here kiddush, but maybe when you go home, mis akra luushrago, your light's gonna be out. V'loma kadosh l'chuba beisachila. You're not gonna be able to make kiddush there, and therefore you're not gonna be able to eat because you weren't yotze with this kiddush. This is the hakalot afki. So if you don't eat anything here, you're not gonna be yotze. Dein kiddush el b'makom suda. So again, we see Rabba also held. Shmuel, Rav Huna, and Rabba all held ein kiddush el b'makom suda. Eini, the Gemara asks now, is this really true that Rabba held like Shmuel? That ain't Kiddush al b'makom suda? V'yamar Abaya, but Abaya said in Maseches Shabbos, call Mili Demar, Havi Avi Karab, Lubar Mehani Tlas, Avi Kishmuel. Rabba always went like Rav, except by three things he went like Shmuel. And this, Kiddush al b'makom suda, is not one of those three things. That's the kasha. So what were the three things that he went like Shmuel? Matir ni beged lebeged, switching tzitzis from one beged to another beged he allowed, like Shmuel, umazlikin miner l'ner, lighting from one ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah, Rabba also allowed like Shmuel, and number three, v'halacha k'ripshirin begreira, and he passed like k'ripshirin begreira, right? The famous sugya of davar she'ena miskavein. If I do act A on Shabbos, which might or might not cause act Malacha B, I'm going to roll my chair through the yard. The Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Gorer Adam Mita Kisi V'Safsel B'Shabbos. I'm going to roll my chairs in the yard. So I'm not sure. Is it going to cause holes? Is it going to be? Am I going to violate the Malacha of Choresh? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. If it's a very heavy chair and very soft earth, so it's for sure going to make holes. So that's called Psikresha. That's for sure. That's a Chai Chi of Daraisa. But if I'm not sure, Rav Shimon says, mutter, not even after the Rabbanan, mutter l'chachila. Ubelad, shleis kavin lasos chritz, as long as they don't have kabana. So that's the third opinion of Rav Shimon that Shmuel held by. Kasha, question mark, why? So Shmuel only held here, like three statements of Shmuel. How could we say he holds a Kiddush v'makom suda, which is also Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, kechumrei derav havi avid, kekulei derav lo havi avid. When he made that statement that he always goes like Rav, that means he always goes like the chumras of Rav. He always goes like the chumras of Rav. But the coolers of Rav, he might not always follow. He might hold of the chumras of Shmuel. And this is a chumra of Shmuel, to require Kiddush b'makom se'uda. Interesting, Rashbam here notes the Gemara we had in Erevin. I should have mentioned this on last Shabbos. I forgot. I have to put it in related to the chumras here. Now, the Gemara in Erevin says, if you hold like the chumras of both opinions, that's, you know, it's not good. It's not good to hold on the chumra derav from the Shmuel. You have to be consistent. So look on the six wide line of the Rashbam. He quotes that Gemara in Erevin. So what is Rabba doing here? He didn't hold of the kulas of Rav. He only hold of his chumras and the chumras of Shmuel. What do you mean? He holds like the chumras of both? We said that's not a good thing. The Avagat the Tani, the Rashbam says, Ha'osek chumre beishamai kukulhen ukachumren, etc., etc. So if you remember, said the Rashbam, that's only if they're soser each other. Holding of two chumras, which is based on opposite logic, so that's something that's not appropriate. But if you hold of two chumras, which aren't sozer each other, so then, you know, you have more flexibility in terms of being machmir. So that's what the Rashbam just notes from that Gemara in Erevin. Okay, so this was the sugya of Kiddush Baruch Hapsuda. We had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So now we have a third opinion about this whole issue. For Rabbi Yochanan, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Yidei Yayin Nami Yatsu. Rabbi Yochanan says, even regarding wine, Yidei Yayin, you don't say, what do you mean? If you had wine in the first place, your Yotze wine, you don't have to repeat a Boi Paragafen when you get home. You don't have to repeat a Boi Paragafen, that's Rabbi Yochanan. V'oz Rabbi Yochanan L'taimei, and Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning, Dam Rav Chana Bar Abaye Abar Rabbi Bedos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shinu Yayin, Ve'echad Shinu Makom, Ein Tzarech L'barech. Right, if you have a change of wine or a change of spot, you don't have to make a new Boi Paragafen. If you change your wine or change your place, you do not have to make a new bracha. I Mesve, the Brisa says, Shini Malkam Sarach Lavarach, Shini An Ein Sarach Lavarach. If you do change your spot, you do have to make a new bracha. Tziyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, Tziyufta. So it's a Tziyufta and Rabbi Yochanan, which we do not answer. Okay. There's a big discussion here, which we're going to have now for a couple of minutes, on the bottom Tosfos, related to this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, where he says, Shinu Yayin Eino Tzarech Lavarach. You do not have to make a new bracha, a Boi Paragafen on the wine, though you do have to make, I'm sorry, let's start from the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yidei Yayin Nami Yatsu. Regarding wine, you are Yotze. So first of all, there are two conditions that the Rishonim here bring up. Number one, the Rashbam says, you had to have in mind when you drank in place one, that you're going to drink more in place two. You have to have das. If you didn't have das, then even Rabbi Yochanan would say you can't drink more at home without a new Boi Paragafen. That's Ha'ara number one. That where the Rashbam says, Shalom, he seeth daito, be see yasa, be saknesses. Shadain daito lechel. So Rabbi Yochanan only says, you're Yosei, the Boi Paragafen from Shul at home, if you had in mind to drink more at home. Number two, and this is what Tosfos adds, in Tosfos, v'Rebbe Yochanan, you have to have drunk a little bit in the first place. Not only did you have to have in mind in the first place, you have to have drunk some in the first place. Even though the linen kiddush yotze b'shmiya, even though kiddush you can be yotze with drink, kiddush you don't have to drink any me'ikr hadin. We said l'chadchila everybody should drink some wine, etc. But linen yayin mopater elam came shasa the havi hefsek. If you didn't have anything to drink there, so then that wouldn't work. So you have to have in mind before you go home, and you have to have drunk some. That is point number one in Rabbi Yochanan related to yidei yayin nami yotze. Yeah. I mean, this isn't a mitzvah here. Talking about a berech zanenin. So let's say somebody else would drink. So maybe he's emphasizing that that you have to drink. And then the other part of the Rabbi Yochanan statement, though, is discussed at length. The Shinu Yayin, he says, if you have a change of wine, ein sarach l'varach, you don't have to repeat a Boi Paragafen. What about the bracha of Hatova Hametiv? What about the bracha of Hatova Metiv? When do we say the bracha of Hatova Metiv? We know sometimes we say it. When do we say it? So Tosfos here, the Rashbam here says, Hatova Metiv is always made, and this is what many people assume, when a better quality of wine comes to the table. Even if you knew it was coming, as long as it was not on the table at the time, if a better quality of wine comes to the table, Hatova Hametiv is recited. That's what the Rashbam says. Mevarech im Meshubach min Harishon. That is the Shita of the Rashbam. If you look at Tosfos goes back and forth in this issue, and Tosfos Lamaskan at the bottom, Tosfos says no. Even if it's worse wine, as long as it's different wine, you make a Hatova Hametiv. Because the bracha is on Ribui Hayayin. More wine. The bracha is more wine. More wine. Ribui hayayin. You make the bracha. That's Shitas Tosfos on the third wide line. Vinire. Da afilu hasheni garua. Even if it's worse, mivarech. Da al ribui yenosu mivarech. Ubevad shalo yehe ha'achron ra yosim. As long as it's not bad wine. Shein yachal that you can't even drink it. But as long as it's different, even if it's worse, you make the bracha. The Ron quotes his opinion and says, I'll prove it to you. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin which asks about the bracha of Kiddush Levana. What, are you supposed to say Hatova Hametiv on the Levana getting bigger? So the Gemara says, if you're going to make Hatova Hametiv on the Levana getting bigger, so why don't you say Dayan Ha'emes as the Levana is getting smaller? So he says, obviously we don't do that. So it must be that Hatova Hametiv is not on someone getting bit. Hatova Hametiv is a different type of bracha. So the Ron on our Gemara uses that to prove that this is on Ribui Hayayin, not on a better quality going up. Just more. So that's what you make the bracha. This is a machlokas we've shown him. Whether you make it on better wine or on more wine. It's like Ravid quoted in the Ron here. The Ravid says, even on different bread, you make Hatova Hametiv. We don't pass in that way. But the Ravid says, why dafka yayin? Even on bread. We assume it's only wine for a variety of reasons. Why dafka wine? So the Tosfos quotes, Tosfos quotes one. We look at the last line of Tosfos. V'dafka b'yayin mavarchin, only on wine. L'fisha ziblu karmehen b'dmehen shel Yisrael. V'hatov shel osrichu v'amedin l'kvur. If you remember, by Haruge Beitar, the murderers of Beitar took the blood of the people from Beitar and were mezava, fertilized their lands with their kerem, their vineyards, dafka, with the blood of the Haruge Beitar. So to remember that nes, that, as we know, the fourth bracha of a benching is that their bodies did not decompose, they were nitnu l'kvura. To remember that nes, that's why the Rabbanu were mesakein the fourth bracha of benching, which is called Hatova Hametiv. It's called Hatova Hametiv. So to the bracha Hatova Hametiv is only made on wine to remember that nes. So that's Tosfos here. Tosfos in Brachas quotes that no, there's a different reason why dafka wine, because wine is both sa'id and misameach. Wine satiates and makes happy. That's why dafka wine is used. There's a Mishnah Berurah here. There's a Mishnah Berurah. I have it in Reish in Kuf Ayin Hey Beis. Kuf Ayin Hey Beis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason. It quotes the Rebbeinu Bachai. Why dafka we would do it on dafka wine? You find it in Kuf Ayin Hey Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ode Kasvu Hasfarim. This is Rabbeinu Bachai quoting Rabbi Baker on the Shulchan Aruch. Ki yadua she'adam zarach lama'id b'ta'anu ge'olam. Person has to limit himself in the pleasures of the world. The yayin halo maybe l'day simcha v'yachal lovel l'day kalos rosh. And wine can bring to simcha. Wine can make you lose yourself. L'chein sidru nusach zesh al hatova hametiv. That's why dafka hatova hametiv is meant to balance and to counter the wine. Dafka wine needs hatova hametiv, because hatova hametiv will remind us of what happened by Beitar. Nitnu l'kvur by deizeh yizkar yom ha-misa v'leimashach achar yayin harbe. So it's kind of just the opposite. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rebbeinu Bachai. The dafka, we make hatova hametiv of wine, because wine needs hatova hametiv to balance out the chshash that, you know, we might lose ourselves in having the wine. Tosfos also points out that you don't make hatov ametiv if you're drinking alone. If there's nobody else in the house, hatov, good, ametiv, good for others. That's another, we have that in Maseches Brachas, that's the second to last line of Tosfos, that you don't make hatov ametiv when you're drinking alone. So again, in general, this is halacha l'maisa. We're generally makpid like the Rashbam, only better quality wine, not just different wine. But this is halacha that you get to make a new bracha. If you have wine, more different, better wine during the Suda, then that's fine too. What is a big question in the poskim? What if it's the same kind, but it's just different, red to white, or white to red, you make a new bracha. Or the machlokas achronim, what if you had grape juice, and now you have wine? So is that considered a better, that's a machlokas aposkim here, a quote from, where is it? The Marsham says you need to make a new bracha, the Menchas Yisroch says no new bracha, okay, because generally grape juice is called wine. But according to some poskim, maybe it's not wine, therefore hatova hametiv is only when you get better wine. If you don't have better wine, then maybe you want to make the bracha. Okay, that's an issue, but this is related to the bracha of Hatov Hametiv. Okay, let's continue now in the Gemara. Yosef, third line on the Amud Beis. Yosef Ravidi Bar Abaya Bar Avi Kavid Rav Chizav. Yosef Rav Chizav Akam Rav Shedi Rav Huna. Excuse me. Hada Amr Chini Makam Sarap Labara. That which we mentioned, that if you change spots, you do have to make a bracha. Right? Against Rabbi Yochanan. That which you mentioned, you have to make a new bracha. Lo Shana El Bibayis Labayis. That's only if you change houses. Avim Makam Makam Lo. But place to place, you do not require a new bracha. Or the girsa on the side is mipina lapina. From corner to corner in the room, you do not have to make a new bracha. Amle Ravidi bar Avin, Haki Tanina Libmasisa, the Beir of Hinik. Right? What Rav Chista just said in the name of Rav Huna, we learned that in a brisa of Rav Hinnik. For Omri Levasisa, the Beibar Hinnik Havasech. Yeah, we learned it in a brisa already. El Rav Huna Masisa Kamash Malon. So Rav Huna is just telling us what it was already said in the brisa. What's the chiddush of Rav Huna? Rav Huna Masisa Voshamila. He didn't know the brisa. He didn't hear the brisa. That's why he said it. Vesu Yasiv Rav Chista Vakamar Vashay Denafshe. And Rav Chista then said something in the name of himself. Now we are getting on to a new sugya, which will continue on tomorrow's daf. And that is new, related sugya, but new. That which we said, you have to make a new bracha when you come to a new spot on wine. This only applies to foods that do not require a bracha la'achareha in its place. What is that? So that's my focus here between Rashi Rashbam versus Tosfos. Let's go with Rashi Rashbam. That means you only say this by things that do not mean a bracha afterwards. That's something that's shahako or hadama, something that requires a boring nefashos afterwards. If I eat it in one place and I move to another place, I do not have to go back to the first place to say my boring nefashos. If I had a drink in one room and I go to another room, I can say my bar nefesh is there. I do not have to go back. It's not koveya the makam there. I can just say it wherever I am. So in those spots, once I leave the room, that first achila or shasiya is finished because I'm not going back there. Halacha doesn't demand that I go back there. So if you have something new in the other room, you'd have to make a new bracha. But something that would require me to return back to the first place to make the bracha achrona, for example, bread or mizonos for an ala mechia, that's what the Rashbam holds. So there, in the second spot, you wouldn't need to make a new bracha. Why? My taima, l'kiva kama hadar. You're returning to the first kvius. What does that mean? Poskim, the Rishonim explain that because you would have to return, so you never had a hesach hadas. You never stop thinking about your suda. So now if you're in a different place, you can have more mezonos and make your alamechia there. But it's, or go back to the first place. If you're not going to eat anything and make your alamechia there, but you haven't had hesach hadas from your suda. If you ate in the first place and you wouldn't have to go back there, so you're finished. You finished, and therefore you'd have to make a new bracha. But if you would have to go back there, so you have two choices in front of you, but you know you haven't finished. You're either going to go back to make your alamechia, or you're going to continue eating where you are. But either of those cases, make it that you do not have to make a new bracha where you are. Rav Sheshes argues, no, wherever you, no matter what type of food, you have to make a new bracha, even by a food that is mizonos or hamotzi. Meisvei, let's ask Kasha on Rav Chisda. Today we do the question, tomorrow we do the answer. Meisvei, the Kasha is from the Braisa, B'nei Chambur Hashem Yibisubim L'shtos. There was a group of people that were sitting to drink. V'yakur Raglayim Latzeis, Likras Chasin Likras Kawa, and they were okared their feet to go greet a chasin and a kala. The Baal Amar points out here that only for chasin and kala, because you're not supposed to stop your meal, stop in the middle, derech eretz, sit down, finish your meal, then leave. I will tzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to. So they see a chasin and a kala, kshin yotzin, ain't doing a bracha l'mafreya. When they leave, they don't need a bracha before they leave, achrona, kshin achosrin, ain't doing a bracha l'chachila. They don't need a new bracha when they come back. Mamed, remember, and when do you say that you don't need new brachas? Kshin yichushem zakin ochola, when you left somebody there. When you leave an elderly person or a sick person there to keep your kvius. Avalohi nichu sham lo zachim lo cholap. But if you didn't leave anybody there, kshein yotz into a bracha l'bafreya, kshein chos into a bracha l'chachila, if everybody's leaving, you need a bracha l'achareha before you leave, you need a bracha rishona when you come back. End of brisa. So me, diktani yakar raglayim, from the fact that it says they were oker their raglayim, which is mashma that if they didn't have a good reason to leave, they wouldn't have left. We're talking about something that they wanted to stay, meaning to make a bracha l'achrona, like mizonos or hamotzi. Vitaima, and what does it say here? The only reason that they do not need a new bracha is the yinichu shabzakin ochole. Aval, but mashma, lo yinichu shabzakin ochole, if they wouldn't have left anybody there, kshen yotzet tu nebracha l'bafreya, kshen chotzet tu nebracha l'achrila, then they wouldn't need a new bracha, even though they were eating mizonos. Even though the Rebbe Mizonos said you would say that you don't have to take a new, Rav Chisda say you don't have to take a new bracha, sounds like Rebbe Meir, you would, unless you love somebody there. Kasha the Rav Chisda, question marks, so the Kasha on Rav Chisda. So, how does Rav Chisda answer this question? That's half of Amud Aleph tomorrow, so we stop here, and Hashem Menachem will do it with you tomorrow. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Teshuvah Zecher Nishmas, Yosef Ben Tzvi, and Moshe Ben Tzvi.